Ted Smith is head basketball coach at Lamoni. Lamoni's girls have North Harrison tomorrow night. Mormon Trail is going to be at Mormon Trail. And then they even have a Monday game against East Union. So assuming weather holds, this will be a pretty busy stretch for Lamoni. And it's already been a fairly busy stretch. I know the start of the season in some other years, you know, right off the bat, has been back-to-back-to-back games before. Well, now you kind of hit it this time because, we'll start with, I think you had Twin Cedars coming off the Murray game. And, you'd started the year with Central Decatur and then Murray, and you had a Twin Cedars team that you looked like you were able to handle. And maybe that's the biggest thing out of that was you got yourself maybe a reward for an effort.
You're right. You know, the first two games, especially the first game we came out, and we talked about that a little bit already, came out pretty strong, played pretty well, a very good team. And Jerry Shields of Murray's always going to have a good squad, came down and played, and both teams played pretty hard basketball. And I think those two tough games, again, just like you said, they kind of got us moving, got us in the flow, got out of their fall season into the winter season, and then we started playing a little better basketball after that. And Twin Cedars caught us on a night where we were playing pretty well.
He had Moravia then that followed, beat Moravia 2, won 51-38, and apparently had a big, third quarter that separated you?
We did. Our third quarter against Moravia was pretty strong. I think in that quarter we scored 20 points and held them to about 5 points, I think. So that 20-5 swing's what helped us. But we made a little bit of adjustment. We were down 24-20 at half, yeah. And they had one girl, a Rogers girl, who's a good player. Don't get me wrong. She had all 24 points. And we decided at halftime we were going to make an adjustment. We were going to make the other girls get a little more involved in the game. And so we worked pretty hard to keep the ball away from her, and that paid off for us in the end.
Had Seymour that followed, and Seymour last Friday night looked like that was a game that you certainly had a chance at, and Seymour looks like they're off to a great start. I would think that they've played at least 50-50 games or games that they would be favored in. So, you know, I think that, you know, the schedule's helped them a little bit, but they can't really do anything about that, and they've won all their games so far.
Yeah, they've done what they've needed to do. You know, we felt really good going into that game. We played a pretty good first half. We were down 23-21 at half. We struggled a little bit in the third quarter. We had about a 7-minute stretch of that 8-minute quarter where we struggled scoring. We had 7 points, and then at the end of that quarter we were down 8. But we kept battling. We did get down. You know, even more in the fourth quarter, we had a 6-minute stretch where we scored 2. So we just quit scoring. Now some of that they played a little tougher defense, but we got down double digits and brought it back to 7 points by the end of the ball game. But you know, we'd do things a little bit differently and if we had a chance to play them again. But so far this year we've had our defense that has spurred our offense. So when we can get out and play tough defense and cause some turnovers, it run a little bit, it kind of helps us on the offensive end of the floor. And I don't know if we got a little tired or what, but we had trouble getting some of those turnovers in the second half that we'd had in the first half.
Okay, two games already this week. One of those Monday against Orion Maxburg, and they've had, you know, a little success this season. Won a couple games so far on their schedule this year, but boy, they, you know, you talked about defense creating offense and holding teams down, and that they just didn't get very many points against you.
No, they struggled shooting that night. They got some shots, but we did a nice job pressuring the ball and causing turnovers. And we can, like I said earlier, when we can pressure the ball, when my point and wing girls get out there and work hard pressuring the ball, then it really helps us on both sides of the ball.
Okay, next night was against Moulton Udell. Beat Moulton Udell 45-30. The game looked like, or at least the box score kind of looks like, you had a little bit more control of that game than even what the score suggests.
Yeah, I think so. We once again we kept them to 11 points in the first half, and we were playing good defense and getting the ball down the floor. We have four games this week, so I wanted to try and get a lot of girls on the floor, and you know, they made a little bit of a comeback in the fourth quarter when you know, we were trying to get some other girls some good experience. But you know, that's been a big thing for us this year. We're getting girls some experience. You know, I've got some senior leadership that's pretty strong, and some juniors that play strong out there. But you know, the best thing is I feel like I've got kids that are coming along, and we can play a lot more kids, and the quality of the play is still strong.
Okay, North Harrison will be tomorrow night, and I would guess that the on-ball defense you were talking about, that would get tested because of the construction of their team this year. They've been really tough in some other years, even against Lamoni, regarding, you know, what they get in their post area because of Haley Craig. They're a little bit more face-the-basket type of team this year.
Yeah, they are, and we're going to have to be very conscious of where they are on the floor, and that we have good help side defense on the ball, and so we're going to work hard on that. And we're going to, you know, we're going to try to be patient when we have to be, but if we can get the ball, if we can get the ball out on steals, we're going to try and get the ball down the floor there also.
Okay, that's Ted Smith, head basketball coach, Lamoni.